Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we got TK in for both Rhea and Devin today. Both off. Both will be back next week. So one thing we love about TK is the rant capability. Now, Tom, I've been throwing topics at you, and then you're responding with a rant if you can rev it up. But this time, no topic. This time, the topic is whatever you want to make it. It can be about sports. It can be non-sports. A Tom Kelly rant. Tom, what is something we should know from your brain?
Okay. Well, I'll just say this right now because we're talking a lot about Bryce Harper, talking about this era of Phillies baseball, and as we lead up to this trade deadline, Joe, Dave Dombrowski's got to do something. Because you look at the last 2 years, Dave Dombrowski has failed. You look at the reason why the Phillies have not won a World Series. It's not because of Bryce Harper. It's not because of anybody else aside from Dave Dombrowski. 2023, who did he go out and get at the deadline? Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro. Awful. That's why the Phillies lost the World Series. You didn't replace Kimbrel, even though it was obviously he was going to fall apart. He always falls apart. He did in the Diamondback series. It killed them last year. You go out of the deadline, Tanner Banks, Carlos Estevez. Not good enough. Not good enough. You look at the outfield. We are still, for a third straight year, doing the Brandon Marsh, Johan Rojas thing. I get Marsh is hot right now. He's had a nice couple weeks. We know what Brandon Marsh is. He's not a starting center fielder. Rojas is not a starting center fielder. You can get the Max Keplers of the world, the Austin Hayes of the world. But the bottom line is, you've had one real outfielder for almost 3 years now. And that's the biggest reason why the Phillies have fallen short. And Dave Dombrowski needs to get on the phones at this deadline, and he needs to make moves to get this team over the top. That's bullpen pieces. That's a bat. I don't want to hear that the market was too rich for our blood. I don't want to hear we didn't want to give up prospects. You got to go get guys to go for this thing, because this is the last year of this core. We know Schwarber's probably gone. We know they're getting older. Bryce Harper's getting older. We know Castellanos is coming to the end of his contract. He's disappointed. But you need to go out and get pieces for this team to get over the top, because we can blame Rob Thompson all we want. We can blame the players. The bottom line is Dombrowski is most to blame. He has not gotten them the pieces they've needed, and he better do it this year.
I got to tell you, that one, John, was,
that
I think,
was a 10 out of 10. Best. That was a 10 out of 10 right there. That was phenomenal.
That was his best one.
Do something,
Dave. I can feel the rage. I can feel the rage coming.
All right, I like it. Also, I like the Twitter poll questions of the day. One's a look back, one's a look ahead. Both are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishing the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. First poll question, do you hold it against Bryce Harper that the Phillies have not won a World Series during his tenure here, yes or no? All four of us are a no. I know some people do. Do you hold it against them? Second poll question, with 6.5 years to go on the contract, put another way, 7 more Octobers, hopefully they get to 7 Octobers, we'll say. Do you think the Phillies will win a World Series with Bryce Harper? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. One thing we know is the Phillies did not give in to his request. I don't know if demand would be the right term, and it's probably not the right term, but certainly his desire for a new contract, which first surfaced after the 2023 playoffs. So after the Phillies had made the playoffs the second time, they had another really good run. They ended up losing in Game 7 Arizona. It was brutal fashion. But again, Bryce had been outstanding. Game 7, he didn't get a hit, but he had been really good in that postseason. And certainly, this is after year 5 of his contract, where if he had an out clause, he would have exercised it and gotten a whole big new contract from the Phillies. But he didn't have an out clause because he famously said he didn't want one and wanted to attach himself to Philly for 13 years. And that's part of what, you know, brought him goodwill and bought him goodwill early. But 2 years ago was maybe the main misstep he has had that for some people it's like, that's not cool. He was 5 years into a 13-year deal for $330 million, and he wanted more money paid into his 40s. Let's listen to what Scott Boras said when Boras went public with this. This is with, let me find this here. This is with John Heyman, Scott Boras talking about 20 months ago. Here's that exchange.
Is there anything that you can do? He's obviously not putting in an opt-out. Can you extend that contract, or is that crazy?
Bryce has mentioned that he wants to sit down with ownership and time and talk about it. He wants to achieve all of his goals in Philadelphia. He wants to obviously play into his, you know, early 40s. He has all those goals. He wants to really do everything he can to put up Hall of Fame numbers. I think he's committed to the game, committed to his city, and all those conversations will be coming forward at an appropriate time.
So if you notice what Boras did, he said it without, like, saying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he put it out there, but he didn't say, like, yes, we want a new contract. But what he's saying is, yes, we want a new contract. Would you guys agree that that's the number one thing that bugged people about Bryce to this point?
Yeah. Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We valued the fact that it came with the no trade clause so much initially, and then you tried to pull the rug out of it.
A little bit, right?
You know, like,
I take it back. It's almost I take it back.
Right. You did the no trade clause initially, but then, you know, now you really don't want the no trade clause. Like you're bending the rules.
You keep saying no trade.
You mean opt out. That's what I mean. Don't change the rules on us. That's part of what we valued so much, that loyalty.
Yeah. James, which do you think people bugs them more, that or that they haven't won in October?
I think that, I mean,
about him.
Because obviously not winning October overall.
Yes.
But I think about him, it's that, without a doubt. Here's my question to you, though.
Yeah.
Do you think if he, and I know it would be earlier in the contract, so that's an issue, but if he had done it after 2022, after Bedlam at the bank and all that, do you think the reaction would have been the same?
I do, actually. So, look, here's the thing. He was riding high after 22. He was still pretty high after 23. But I think the fundamental thing is this. This is what I think cheese people. Number one, at John's point, it did feel like, hey, give me goodwill for not having an opt-out. Oh, by the way, I essentially want to achieve the same thing as having an opt-out. Give me a new contract. That's number one. But I think the main thing that rubbed people the wrong way, the main thing, and I know baseball contracts with Ohtani and others have gone higher since Bryce, but I think the main thing is for the regular person in society, okay, all of us that are just routine regular people, the concept of someone having a $330 million guaranteed contract where there was still like $200 million and something left, being like, yeah, but I want you to extend me. And I know, by the way, do it into my 40s. It's like, come on.
The optics weren't good.
It just doesn't work for the regular person. You know, maybe the famous Hollywood star is like, yeah, that's right. Use the leverage while you can. But the regular person, of which like 99.99% of us are just the regular person, it's like, come on, that ain't right. Especially when it's the team you root for and you know paying him into his 40s is pretty freaking dumb. I mean, let's be real. Really is. So, you know, and I applaud John Middleton and Dombrowski for not giving in on that one, because some organizations would have.
They just swatted it aside, really.
They really did.
Just like, yeah, okay.
They really
sure. Good for you, Bryce.
And do we also factor in the fact that, I mean, they are paying Trey Turner $300 million, yeah, and that's partially, I think, due to Bryce Harper wanting him here.
I agree with that as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, Bryce, so you can react on the contract thing. Bryce's stats, let me just get to this from the postseason, because they're very, very impressive. I'm going to give you only Philly stats, because he played some games with Washington in the postseason. But here are his Philly stats. He's played in 34 games with the Phillies in the postseason. They've played in 8 different playoff rounds. They have won 5 of those rounds. They have obviously lost 3 times in the postseason. 34 games, he's got a .316 batting average, which is excellent. It's 117 at-bats, by the way. He's also walked 24 times. And we know sort of famously, when you consider that teams like Arizona just flat pitched around them. That's where it was like, remember when Bohm wasn't coming through, John, in the Arizona series as the 4-hole hitter? All right, so .316 batting average, .432 on-base percentage, which is big time. In 34 games, he's got 12 home runs, 24 RBIs, 29 runs scored. I mean, those are big numbers. Slugging percentage, I hate to say it, it's the only thing I actually couldn't find in my research. It's hard to describe. Just the way the stuff is online, I couldn't find just Philly's slugging percentage. I actually had to add up the on-base percentage myself. Slugging percentage, I couldn't find it. Here's what I can tell you, John, and this is very impressive. In the 8 series that the Phillies have had, because I do have his slugging percentage by series, in the 8 series the Phillies have played. Now, some of these series are only 2 games. Like, they beat the Marlins in 2 games.
Cardinals.
Beat the Cardinals in 2 games. Mm-hmm. The longest series they've had, I guess, would be the Astros. Oh, no, the Diamondbacks. Yeah, Diamondbacks 7. In the 8 series he's played, he's had, in 5 of the 8 series, a slugging percentage of .714 or higher.
That's asinine.
It is asinine.
It's beyond.
You know, I mean, that's incredible. His OPS in the postseason is 1.016.
And you're including the Nationals years there, right? Yeah, no, he's a red light player. I mean, the lights are bright. He's, you know. So, look, he's, like I said earlier, he's going to have your 0-for-4 in the postseason. It's going to happen. I mean, it's, you know, you're not going to get a hit in every game. But, man, for the most part, I mean, he's been superb in the postseason.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.